Friday wouldn't be a Friday without a visit from Grace with the Buzz. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we? How
Great
are
to
we
see
today?
Your
I'm
happy
instantly
countenance.
Better because you brought cakes, and they're not just cakes, they're Kinder cupcakes.
I know, yeah. You see, if you sound like that. Oh, no. Oh, Grace.
See, I'm not sharing these.
Fussy Kinders.
You've already broken the seal. You're not okay, fine. Eat them in the car like a ghoul yourself. I don't
will.
Care.
You
That's
are
fine.
A thoughtful
It'll be
individual.
Smeared all over my face.
A thoughtful, and she's not joking. You're a thoughtful individual. But now, where are we headed today?
You absolute beep. Anyway, where we are headed today is we are headed to the cinema. I am going to be going on a cinema trip to see a scary movie, Shock, and wouldn't be like me at all.
You love an old scary movie.
Loves mm-hmm. a scary movie. And scary movies are good for your health, and I'll tell you for why in a couple of moments. But this is a very different scary movie. It's called Good Boy, and it's shot from the dog's perspective. So, yeah, I know.
Okay. We all like a good boy. We do.
The good boy, the best boy. And also, I could only ever watch something like this in the cinema because I have a very jealous dog. So, like, if she saw me watching
the
movie,
she'd
be going for the television. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, so it's basically, what's your man's name? Ben Leonberg. He decided that he wanted to make a horror movie featuring his dog, Indy, who is a Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever.
That's a name.
Say that three times fast. Yeah, they do. And he's very cute. He's got very fluffy ears. So, it took them 3 years to make this movie because, you know, the way filmmakers always say, don't work with children mm-hmm. or animals.
Indeed.
Because when they're done, they're done.
Did and he keep dying?
No, you. Oh, good, you
for God's sake.
Sorry, I meant like when he's done. He's done.
I thought this was fungi all over again.
Oh, yeah. God, no, we don't talk about that. No, we're not ready. Now, this will evoke a very strong emotional response in me because I've watched the trailer and there's a lot of scenes where like they're real low shot angles from like because you know the height of the dog and the dog is seen like they basically move into this haunted cabin in the woods. Of course they do. Of course they
need a dog so he sees everything.
Yes, of course they do because if you ever see a dog looking at the wall, that's a ghost.
They're seeing a ghost.
Like apparently babies saying they have this sense or something.
And they can't tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Indy does try and save his owner from like the scary ghouls in the house and the ghosts and all of that.
I like this.
But like a lot of the shots are like Indy is scared. And it's like you know, and that's going to upset me because dogs. I just think dogs are the best. They're sweet baby angels. You know, they're so
innocent.
They
just love you.
They live for you.
They're pure love, and they're pure. And a dog would never find themselves in a situation like that unless the human kind of put them there, or out of the dog's need to protect and the dog's trust and sense of loyalty. Whereas I'm watching a film, could be a scary movie, and someone will run up the stairs. I'm like, oh, you dope! You deserve to be killed.
Absolutely.
Off. Do you know? But a dog, you just don't expect them to be in that scenario. So this is
because they're a good boy,
and like they are a good boy, the best boy, good doggo. There is an entire website dedicated to, and it's called doesthedogdie.com for people that need to. So like I'll give you like example like John Wick or you know like any movie like that where a dog is featured in it and we won't say what happens. It will trigger anxiety. So there is a website actually called doesthedogdie.com.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it? And you can kind of go in, look at the movie before you watch it and go, okay, they will go through what time in the movie there will be a trigger. Now it might not be, it could be if the dog is playing dead or something like that, and there's all kind of categories.
So it's like the parental thing where people go on to see, is there blood, is there gore, is there scenes of nudity or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So this is for, will you be worried about the dog through the whole movie? So yeah, so there you go. So leave this with me. I'm looking forward to Good Boy. So all the treat.
What else is happening in Grace's world?
What else is happening is a man of the people, for the people, making people, making furniture out of people.
He's a creator.
Ed Gein. It was that anthology series Monster on Netflix. So they had a few. They had Dahmer, they had the Menendez brothers, they had
obviously all true stories.
Yeah.
Based on true
people
stories.
People will recognise the names.
No, I think for Ed Gein they took
loosely based.
They took a story of Ed Gein and just said, let's just go mad with artistic license with this. What was it? I think 8 episodes that they could have condensed to 3. Because I'm not saying Ed Gein is not an interesting serial killer. I just like,
but he was more of a body snatcher and a grave robber. Like he did obviously kill people. Of course he did.
Yes, he did.
But not to the extent that Dahmer did, or
and
you know,
the whole like mental illness, the schizophrenia, and I just. it just was so unfocused. There was a load of different storylines going on. Like, I know Ed Gein inspired the likes of Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs, but there was stories within stories in this. There was a whole like story about Nazi Germany and comic books and a war criminal from around that time that he became obsessed with, that he felt that he was communicating with through ham radio. There was the story of him and his mother, now Laurie Metcalf, which people will know as Sheldon Cooper's mother in The Big Bang Theory, and she was in it. They did her a disservice. She wasn't in it enough. She was fabulous in it. Charlie Hunnam was amazing. He saved the whole Ed Gein storyline. His performance was superb. But there were stories about like Anthony Perkins, the actor in Psycho, and about his life. It was just...
There was a suggestion in it all over the place. He helped the authorities to identify and find Ed Gein. Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
And this didn't happen.
No.
Anthony Perkins?
No, Ed Gein.
This is how rumours start. Yeah.
Arms and legs are growing. You see, and this is obviously what happened with Ryan Murphy when they were sitting down in their studio going, how can we turn this into something it's not?
Yes, Anthony Perkins, you're right.
Yeah, oh, Anthony Perkins and Ted Bundy, major connection there. Do not quote me on this. But yeah, so look, give it a go if you want. It is spooky. It is just, it's very disturbing. But look, they had to go down like that route with it. So look, trigger warnings and have you. It is very creepy.
You'd watch
a lot of poetic license.
But he obviously does make the furniture out of the people.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. He made a lamp and it was quite nice. And I think if anyone was going to, you know,
going down that route.
I would like to be immortalized as a lamp. You know, the light bring to the room.
I can't make this joke about anyone else, but because it's you and you're volunteering, it would be the height of sustainability. How can we reuse Grace? We can make a lamp out of her.
There you go. So that's all your spooky needs met, right? And obviously Grace the lamp. So scary movies, there's a study done. I'm not making this up. I'm not making stuff up like Ryan Murphy with Ed Gein.
As I clutch my cupcakes.
The University of eat them and then watch a scary movie. They'll be burned off in no time. The University of Westminster have done a study where watching a 90-minute movie is the equivalent of a low intensity workout, like a 30-minute walk. Whatever study they've done, they've shown it does something to your CO2, it does something to your O2 levels.
Your heart rate is probably going bananas.
Your adrenaline, your breathing, all of that.
Well, you're on edge.
Yeah, you are. Like, and also if you are like me and it's a very scary movie and you tend to watch movies through your hands, your fingers, and then a jump scene, I often give myself a black eye because I've slapped myself in the face watching a scary movie.
Also probably quite tense, like tensed up in the chair. And then if you're leaning forward for the popcorn, you're up and down.
So I will be getting myself the biggest XL popcorn. Now, this thing comes up to my knee. I put it down on the ground one day and it literally comes up to my knee. So I will be getting the XL popcorn in the hope that
and
I
you'll
have
be leaning forward and up and forward and it's like Homer Simpson's bed in the hospital bed up, bed down.
I will be running horror movie marathons.
Multitasking. Grace, thank you as always.
Thank you, Grace. Have a great weekend
ahead.
You're very welcome.
Will I share them? No.
We'll do our best to try sleep at night after all the scary stories. Thank you so much.